Good morning. My guest this morning is Gina Cloud from Bloomfield. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
We are talking about a play called Fertile Fields, a play about early Bloomfield. Fascinating. I think Bloomfield is a great subject. Talk about this, Gina, how you got into writing this play and your relationship to Bloomfield.
Well, I moved to Bloomfield about 38 years ago. And from the time that I got there, I've walked the streets and the hills. And at the very top of the steepest hill in Bloomfield, there is an old cemetery that dates back to the 19th century. And there are even some graves from the 18th century or people that were born in the 18th century. And I've spent so much time walking among those graves and thinking about them. And they're very evocative. Stories emerged over the years for me. And that's, I think, where it started.
It's a great place, and I was just talking to Robin Eschner about iconic events, and lo and behold, this is my second one today. Your play, obviously, an iconic event. So can you just briefly talk about the events that constitute the play?
Well, Bloomfield was founded or came into being, I should say, because of the gold rush. Not because there was gold there, but because there were these marvelous, fertile fields. Mm-hmm. And people came from the east, from the south, from all over the country, really, and Canada, and from other parts of the world, came that were drawn to California for the gold rush. Many of them came also to supply food and services for the 49ers, for the prospectors. And that is what drew a lot of people to Bloomfield. Bloomfield grew quickly from the beginning of the 1850s as more and more settlers came and farmers came. People bought up land and it quickly became a bustling hub of commerce and agriculture. And there was great hope and great expectation that the railroad was going to come through Bloomfield. But it didn't.
It didn't.
It didn't. Everyone was just certain that Bloomfield would be named the county seat. But that didn't happen. So that was another shift in Bloomfield's existence when the train didn't come. But it was quite a busy place.
Oh, great. The play is going to be presented three times, June 6th and June 13th at 7:30 p.m. and June 14th at 4 p.m.
Yes.
So is that – what is that? Is that two Saturdays nights?
Two Saturday nights and matinee
and
on
Sunday matinee.
The 14th.
And it's going to be presented at the Masonic Lodge on Bloomfield Road, which was built in 1861.
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
How many people does it seat? Do you know?
Well, we will be able to seat between 80 and 85 per show. You can get a lot more in, but we have to construct our stage. We're having to construct our own stage and our own lighting and everything because it's not a theater.
Right.
So we're taking up some space.
But people need to get tickets right away. So here's the way to get tickets. You can go to inticketing.com/events and type Fertile Fields in the search box. Or if that's too complicated, you can email patrick@tdvineyards.com. Or here's the telephone number, 484-8863. And you can also check it out on Facebook. And by the way, one of my favorite Bloomfield events is the coming of Christo to Bloomfield. It being sort of the headquarters for the fence, the great fence that went all the way to the ocean. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.